Someone just wrote penis in
there. Great. Thanks. Cool. Thanks, John.
Penis. You got it, buddy.
There you go, buddy.
You got it. Penis.
Good job.
There we go. All right.
Oh. Subway is garbage. Someone says Subway is garbage. They already know what we're going to be doing. Oh, they already know what we're going to be doing. So good stuff. Ian disappeared. I can't hear him anymore. Yeah. I can't hear Ian's, like soft whir of Ian's life support machine.
Yes, I know. What's going on in the background
this computer.
There?
Computer.
It is. It's anymore, soothing. So. Like at night we listen to like a washing machine white noise kind of sound. Like it's kind of lulling me to sleep, Ian.
Thank you. Well, here, oh, I got something to wake
Electron
you up.
Electron Fever says Ian's Twitch stream is the best thing ever.
No, shut up. Here, I got something to wake you up. There you go. How about that?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What even is that?
There you go. That'll wake you up. That'll wake you up. How's that?
Oh.
Somebody says about Subway, it's garbage made in front of you, so at least you know they don't spit in it. Oh, God.
Oh, the best. Only the best, guys.
Man.
How's everybody doing tonight? Great or super great? How about those debates, everybody?
Oh, God. The civility. That's what I loved about them. The civility.
The debates were lit. So next week, and we'll mention it later on in the show, everybody, but next week, after the Pence-Harris debate, Tom and I are going to go live. So next Wednesday. So instead of Thursday next week, we're doing Wednesday night right after the debates end. So Tom and I are going to watch them. And then we're gonna jump on and we're gonna talk about him. Because look, as much as a dumpster fire as that fucking previous one was, this next one is gonna be something else. I really do think.
What if we get our hopes
else.
Up too high? What if Pence walks away with it?
Yeah, maybe Pence walks in and he's just the best. But I just feel I think he's going to feel weird the whole time. Keep looking nervously over at his wife because he looked at a woman with her head uncovered or something.
Is his wife going to be required to be on stage at the same time? He can't eat dinner with a woman. Like, is he going to have to be like, you got to be on stage with me, mother?
It'll be weird if his wife makes Kamala lay her head in her lap the whole time. Like, that'll be weird. That admittedly would be a hard position to debate from, admittedly.
Now, I'm curious what Mike Pence's wife looks like. Like, I'm just curious. Have you ever seen her?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
I've never seen her like in public or anything. I'm curious.
Yeah.
Like, does she look motherly? She does look kind of motherly.
The debates were essentially a fight between your grown child and the other one who's three who keeps screaming, "I'm not touching you." So that's what the debates were. You didn't miss anything. If you're a parent, you miss nothing. So
yeah, the debates were depressing. The debates were like peak 2020, like where we're just like, like there's no way to have watched the debates and understood better what the candidates stand for.
Yeah.
You're not going to walk away like, well, I have a clearer picture of their policy positions or their, you know, vision for the future or anything.
I don't know anything about it. Yeah.
Right. They're just like, I know people are rude to each other. Yeah. That's good. That's amazing. It's like crossing the fucking streams with your social circle, Cecil. You just get like two people you know are not going to get along, but you're having a party, so you have to invite both of them. And then they just both show up, and you're like, fuck, just don't talk to each other. Please don't fucking talk. Oh, God, they're talking.
Yep. That's you made the mistake.
And usually I'm one of those guys at your party.
You made the mistake of putting those two people in the same room. Jen says, I'd say Cecil owes me a shirt, but I already have the joy of not living in the States. Why do I owe you a shirt, Jen? Tell me why. Jen loves science. Tell me why I owe you a shirt. I'll happily give you one. I just need to know why. I'll have no problem giving you one. I just don't know why I owe you one.
Somebody's saying, I hate all these comparisons, painting Biden as equally bad as Trump. I'm not painting him that way, so I'm sorry if it come across that way. I don't think Biden did anything at that debate that he should not have done. I think...
Yeah, I don't think he has anything to be ashamed of.
No.
Nothing.
No.
Yeah.
But, and I also think, like, if he had gone into it and tried to maintain civility, it would have been a nightmare.
Hey, Jen, send your information to ian@dissonancepod.com, and he will send a shirt to you. Ian will send a shirt to you for finding his Twitch channel. Thank you, Jen. I owe you a shirt. Pick whatever you like.
You're banned.
And Ian? Ian? Ian?
Hold on.
You
yes.
need to send the shirt if she yes, sends
sir.
You a message.
Yes, sir, right away.
And you need to autograph your Twitch channel.
I know you're being quiet right now.
A still.
But you need to send the shirt.
I think you should take a screen grab,
fine.
Ian,
fine.
From your Twitch channel and sign it.
Fine.
I can't hear anything.
Can you hear me?
I can't hear anything now.
Oh.
Hold on.
Well, Cecil, I'm here, buddy. I'm talking. And you are just hanging out.
Ah, there we go. There
hey.
We go.
I was saying I think Ian should take a screen grab from his Twitch channel and sign it and send it.
Perfect. Don't post like, Ian's Twitch. People have to find it on their own.
Yeah, you
got to
look
chat.
For it.
Please don't post it in the chat.
No doxing
Ian. Will delete
Ian.
It, too. He's going to be so mad.
I like his Ian, will you shut up, man? That's so great. Somebody suggests soundproof booth debates. Where'd Cecil go?
Yeah, we lost Cecil.
Cecil's like half the show.
Yes.
Now it's just me and you. All right, Ian. Let's do this thing.
Hi,
what's our
Tom.
First story, buddy? Ian, we're going to talk about this story from CBC.ca.
Okay.
Unless you get Ian, unless you get Canada? Cecil back, you're in it.
Is that Canada? I don't know where
you're in this thing,
CBC.
Buddy.
Okay, yeah.
I'll introduce it, and then we're gonna make dick
sex
jokes.
Sex noises. That's fun.
Come on. Where's you? Got to get him back, buddy.
He's not.
Got to get him back. I'm gonna grab a story.
I don't know. Wait,
I'm
he's
grabbing
connecting.
A story at random.
He's connecting. Just grab
right,
a story.
Man steals cat blood from Florida clinic.
What?
Ian, here we go, buddy.
Oh, why would
so
they
Ian?
Do
this
that?
Story comes from ClickOrlando.com. Man
right.
steals cat blood from
sure.
Florida clinic. Deputies say
that sounds illegal.
Box containing the blood vials amounted to a $600 loss for the clinic.
$600? That's pretty. That's
yeah, what would
that's
you
crazy,
value?
Tom. $600
whoa,
loss.
Whoa, Cecil's back. That's Cecil,
insane.
I started.
Oh, God.
Insane.
God. Jesus
I, you know, we were,
Christ.
Tom,
we
were
Ian,
going
were you
with
about
it,
ready,
buddy.
Were you about ready right, to put the on. Box on your
he's,
head, Ian? Were you about ready to do a waka-waka
sort
thing?
Sort of
or?
Back.
Okay.
I broke it.
Did you break it again?
Okay, I'm just going to be off stream.
Okay, bye. Okay.
I yeah, just man, grab
it,
a
just
random story and fuck with
it. It just
Ian.
Kicked me off because, like, nope, sorry. We ain't doing that anymore. Fucking bounce me, man. Take that. I don't even care. It doesn't even like me anymore. I don't know how Ian's going to be able to share that thing. Ian, why don't you maybe, I don't even know how we're going to do it.
Well, you want to do that? Well, should we try
with
it?
That, well, let's do a story first and then we'll go from there.
All right.
I'm going to try to share my screen. We'll see what happens. So I don't have to share audio. We'll see if this works or if it breaks it. I don't know. It feels a little janky tonight, though. Maybe Ian's not on
maybe
he's
on just
Wi-Fi.
Not on his game.
I don't know. Maybe he's not on Wi-Fi tonight or something.
I blame him personally.
All right. I put the thing in the thing, so hopefully he can see it. Move us up.
It's funny. People are complaining because now we're on the wrong side of each other.
What?
Yeah, like you're like on the we've
I'm
switched.
Supposed to be I'm supposed
you're
to be
supposed
on the left
on the other side. Yeah,
I see. Yeah,
yeah. They don't like it. There we go.
There we go.
Woo! It feels right.
Thank
it's
God.
Like sleeping on the wrong
thank
side
God.
Of the bed. It just can't be done.
All right, best headline ever: man who erected a giant wooden penis on his lawn fights to keep it.
It's a mental game, buddy.
It's amazing.
It's a mental game.
God, who doesn't want to write headlines like this for a living? Seriously, the best. Oh, so good.
James Gagne insists it was his wife's idea to carve a giant wooden penis with a chainsaw and erect it on their front lawn, but he'll gladly fight for it in a court of law. I read that and I thought, like, you know, maybe your wife insisted that you have a giant erection. Or maybe she was like, we need a little more wood in this house. But I doubt very much. Maybe you took this a little literally, James Gagne. I'm guessing you didn't really read the room.
So does it matter on the time of day whether it's a hard or a soft wood? Like, is that how you figure that out? I want to see if I can open the image in a new tab. I don't know if it's going to work.
Right. Can you, hey, Cecil, yeah. Can you make it bigger?
Been trying for years, Tom. I can't. No, I can't. That's a big dick. That's
that
a big
huge dick.
Dick. And it looks like the flags are currently at half mast, but.
Well, you can't say, look, if they're up more than 4 hours, he's got a fucking problem.
Yeah, absolutely. That's for sure. Yeah.
I like how patriotic that dick is. That dick is America right there.
It is definitely standing for the pledge. That's for sure. Yeah. There you go. The guy carved a big cock and put it in his lawn.
I love this.
I gotta say, the quarantine has a weird effect on a lot of different people. This is so different.
I gotta read part of this. The Montreal-born man says he first crafted the 2.1 meter tall anatomically correct statue. Like, it's a dick and balls. Like, it's a pretty basic anatomy. Yeah, like, I mean, I'm not sure.
It's not this anatomically is, like, correct. What is it? Have the same number of veins in it? Like, what are we talking
what
about?
What does that even mean? Like. In June, to protest the bureaucratic red tape that was preventing him from getting a permit to complete a shed outside his home. I read that and I thought, man, this is the kind of shit my dad would have done. My dad, if somebody would have told my dad that he couldn't put up a fence or a shed or pour motor oil into the sewer drain.
He's got to store his dick and balls in the she shed. That's what he's got to do. Oh, yeah. 2.1 meters. That's big. It's a big dick.
That's a huge, huge dick.
That's a big dick. That dick is bigger than me. That's for sure.
Man. I like that he got arrested. He literally got arrested for this. He said, the town stopped communicating with me, so I was getting a little frustrated, and I kind of wanted to draw their attention and kind of brute force a conversation. And I thought, like, maybe you don't use brute force and a giant dick at the same time. Like, that's just not really a woke thing to do.
Really?
Like,
yeah.
You want to get a fucking Me Too in your front lawn, that's absolutely how you get a fucking Me Too.
This is 2020. You want to be gentle. That's not good. 6'9 is what 2.1 meters is, somebody said. That's a big dick, bro.
That is.
69.
Somebody asked if it's a fountain, too. Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. It's not all the time. That's good shit.
Oh, God.
All right. Let's do this other story, Tom. Let's actually talk about the Subway sandwiches.
All right. So this story comes from independent.ie, which I believe is Ireland. Sandwiches and Subway, quote, too sugary to meet legal definition of being bread.
Hey, Ian, you could take the big dick off the screen. We're talking about Subway.
I mean, admittedly, if you're eating Subway, you're getting fucked.
Now there's two big dicks on the screen. Ian, what is wrong with you?
Whoops.
Evidently, this Subway, evidently Ireland has a rule that it has to be, that if it's more than 10% or if it's 10% or more of sugar or something like that, then it's not considered a bread food anymore.
Yeah, they're talking about whether or not, like, it could be considered a staple food with a zero VAT rate, right?
Yeah.
So, and I thought, like, holy shit, 10% of Subway's bread is sugar?
Yeah.
10% is a huge amount.
10% is a donut level of sugar. So I was looking up recipes specifically to look this up to see how much 10% is. And if you were going to make a regular donut, I found several recipes that said 5 cups of flour to 1/2 cup of sugar. So that's 10%. So, yeah.
That is fucking foul.
You know, American donuts, we put sugar on them afterwards. So we're like, hey, here's a real sugary thing, but, you know, so.
10%. Yeah. When I read that, I almost fell out of my fucking chair. Like, that is.
Yeah.
I love they're making bread. It's like, I mean, you're making something, but no. Like, even for lunch, we're having dessert. That's how fucking fat America is. Yeah. For lunch, we're having dessert. We're wrapping it. Like, I have a sandwich, but the only thing more, like, appalling than this is the KFC sandwich, which is like a chicken sandwich with chicken as the bread.
It's a chicken and the bread, and then you dip it in mashed potatoes or whatever. No, I've never had one.
Once the world starts back up, we should try one on the air.
We should. We should definitely try one.
I am absolutely curious what a chicken bread is.
You know, they in Ireland, they're saying, you know, it can't be 10% sugar or they're going to do something different. Here, it doesn't even have to be 10% food, and we'll let you serve it to people.
Like, I mean, no, but here we go. We counted ketchup as a vegetable for school lunches. Do you remember that? That's a real thing that we did. Like for school lunches, it's like we have to serve a vegetable. And they're like, well, there's ketchup. And yeah, that counted. By law, that counted.
And yeah, and ketchup's basically mostly sugar too. So it's like, you know, it's a big sugar sweetness thing.
All right, in America, here's the rule. If your sugar contains more than 1% not sugar, okay, that's just, it's all backwards. Everything is fucking sugar here. Yeah, every fucking thing is sugar.
They in Ireland, they said the act provides that the weight of the ingredients such as sugar, fat, and bread improver shall not exceed 2% of the weight in flour by the dough. So they have like German beer laws for their bread over there. I think that's pretty great, actually. I mean, you know, if you're going to, at least you know what you're fucking getting, right? If they say that that's fucking bread, then it's right. Fucking bread.
This sandwich is like one of the best, or this sentence is one of the best sentences that's ever been written about Subway right here. Because the Subway heated sandwiches, such as a hot meatball sandwich, did not contain bread as defined. It could not then be said to be food for the purpose of the second schedule of the act.
Yeah, that ain't the only reason. That's
proving
for sure.
By law what everyone who's ever eaten at Subway has always known
intuitively.
There's
a lot of reasons. There's a lot of reasons it ain't a food.
All right,
the bread is the very least of it, yeah.
If you have to go to Subway, if it's just the only thing around, I mean, I don't know when the last time you went to one is, but
it's been a while.
What do you get? Do you have some?
There's like a ham and cheese that they have that's mostly inoffensive, and so I'll get that, and I'll have them heated up, and then I'll put a few things on there. But most of the time, I'm a little afraid of the little serve yourself botulism area that they have up front. So I'm very cautious with things that are in those little trays for hours and hours and hours at a time. So I'm a little worried about
the
stuff
food
like
poisoning
that too.
Trough. You don't like the,
yeah, you know, I mean, the good thing is that you could get a multitude of different food poisonings between hot and cold things. So
you can.
That's good, right? Yeah. That's a plus. Yeah.
Cause you've got the food poisoning from the,
food poisoning trough, essentially. It's disgusting. The thing is the only Subway I know is across the street from me at my work, where I used to go to work, and I don't anymore. But now down the street, literally a half a block down the street, is a Jimmy John's, which I think is a superior sub in a lot of ways. And then Potbelly's is right. So Potbelly's is way better.
Potbelly's is so much better.
Yeah, I don't know how far away Potbelly's goes, but Potbelly's is money.
Potbelly is. The Wreck is.
Yeah, the Wreck is a fucking perfect sandwich. It's
and their tuna sandwich
is
awesome, too. I don't know if you like their tuna sandwich, but their tuna sandwich is terrific.
Yeah.
Plus, they make their own giardiniera, and it's terrific. Their giardiniera is fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's excellent.
Yep.
Okay, so, Ian, do you want to post that thing? We're going to rate some things now. Let's rate some fast food places. That's what we're going to do right now. I don't know if this is going to work. Ian, if you do it, is it going to break everything?
Oh, there's so many of these.
It might. I don't know. Okay. You can hear me now, right?
Yeah,
we got you, buddy.
Yep. That way I can address things. Okay.
All right. So what are we starting with, Ian? What's the first one on
the
list?
Well, hold on. We got to read these categories off to people. Okay. The top is Glory Holy. Then Ass Blast. That's good, according
to this,
good,
yes,
I think.
Because it's an
that's
A.
That's good. Ass
okay,
blast
so
is good.
Ass Blast is, like good is ass evidently blasting. Good.
Sure. Yeah, so that's A.
Ball Tingling.
That's a B. Right. Okay, now.
I believe that's...
Cum dumpster?
Cum dumpster?
Could be all kinds of things.
It could be just dumpster?
Okay.
It's your own.
It's fill in the blank dumpster?
No, there,
I like
thank
that.
You.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Deplorables.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Trump prison food.
Trump prison food.
And then just question marks.
And then just question marks.
What is question marks?
Question marks
is neutral.
Anything you haven't had.
Question marks could be stuff we haven't had or stuff we can't agree on.
Okay. All right. Are we starting left to right?
We can start from the beginning. Yeah. Cinnabon is the first one.
All right.
Cinnabon is the first one.
Yeah, I cannot remember the last time I had Cinnabon at Cinnabon. It's got to be more than 20 years since I've had Cinnabon.
Yeah.
So I remember loving it when I was a kid. So I got to go back to just being a kid. It's
a sugar food.
I was
food.
Fat.
I don't remember it either.
Blast.
It's been a long time. I would say Ass Blast for that, too.
That's
I can't
an ass
remember
blast.
Having Cinnabon.
I'll tell you what, this is Cecil. It can't be that good or we would have had it recently.
You know, you're probably right. You're probably right. Although, to be honest, I think it'd be better to normalize instead of like donut shops. I'd much rather have them normalize cinnamon roll shops. I wish that there was more cinnamon roll shops all over the place. You know, like a bakery that sold a cinnamon roll or whatever. That would be better for me than a donut. I like that better than a donut. But.
I fucking love cinnamon rolls.
Cinnamon rolls are fucking bomb diggity.
Arby's. Oh, Arby's.
That's fucking pure trash is what that is.
Okay, but
Arby's
hold on a minute.
Is trash.
I will argue that their curly fries are good.
Okay, I will give you that their curly fries are, but that, whatever that substance is they put on the other substance that they pretend is both food, I don't agree.
That's
I just
not
don't agree.
Meat. I don't know what that brown is.
It's like someone warmed up Carl Buttig beef in a fucking microwave and then shot a spurt of ketchup on it. I'm going to say deplorables only, giving it one up only
right
for
you.
The curly fries.
Yep, that was going to be my suggestion. The curly fries only get them above the Trump fries. Prison food.
Yeah.
I got to be pretty fucking desperate to eat. To go to Arby's,
you would have to be on a road dark in the middle of the night. I'm sorry, someone loves Arby's.
Somebody loves Arby's. That is terrifying.
Oh yeah, I haven't had a food there that I thought was good ever.
All right, Jack in the Box. I've never had Jack.
Never had
Box.
It. Never had it.
Put
guys,
in the question
how is
marks.
Jack in the Box?
This question is it good?
The,
should we
tell
go?
Tell us in the chat. Whether it's baller or it's shit, let us know. Ian will post whether it's good or bad underneath
all right.
there.
A&W, I have a quick A&W story. I remember the last time I had it. So the last time I had A&W was coming back from, when I was 13, I went on a week-long hiking and backpacking trip up in the Boundary Waters with my dad.
Yeah.
And the first night that we were there, I went to use what passed for their privy, right? And there was a fucking wasp nest under the lid by the where you're supposed to like squat over or whatever and take a shit. And so for a week I just clenched and held it just for 7 days.
A whole week. Wow.
And then we got back to Ely, Minnesota, and there was an A&W.
Ely, Minnesota. That makes sense. No, that makes sense. Yeah.
And so I don't remember the food. But I do remember the sense of relief and gratitude in my heart.
I remember the bathroom, and it was amazing.
And I still to this day, like, I look longingly. So I'm going to go with, and I love A&W root beer. It's a good root beer.
I like A&W root beer, but I will say that's an Oasis food. So A&W is at all the Oasis like type things.
That's
and
true.
It's not great. I don't think it's great food at all. I think it's pretty mediocre. I would pass it up in a second.
I would pass it up too. There's no way I'd stop unless I had to. But I do like the root beer, and the bathroom saved my literal life.
So what are you putting it, Tom?
Cum
okay,
dumpster?
Sure. Sounds fine. Put it in the cunt dumpster or whatever he did.
Whatever
like,
that
extra,
is.
There's an extra thing on there.
I don't know why that's there. I love extra Annie Ann's.
The pretzels are good. They're solid.
I love Annie Ann's.
I don't have anything bad to say about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have anything bad to say about it.
It gives me an opportunity to eat more mustard, and I'm down with that, and get some salt.
They have like a cheese sauce too, which is solid too. So it's a good snack food. I don't dislike
that
place.
Is it perfect?
No.
It's a little one note. It's an ass blast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ian, you got to move it to ass blast, buddy.
Ian's not around anymore.
I'm going to say it again. There we go.
All right.
There we go.
All ass right. Blast. Pay attention, bud.
Yes, sir.
All right.
He's
my God. Yeah, somebody's like, it's a pretzel. Yeah, but it's a good pretzel.
Yeah, it's a pretty solid pretzel.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, it's a pretzel. Shrug your shoulders. I get it. I'm with you, but
yeah.
Okay, so what's the next one?
Boston Market can fucking suck a dick and die. I hate Boston Market.
I have fond memories of Boston Market. I've never worked there. You did.
I hated that.
as a place to eat, I was always like, yeah, rotisserie chicken. And it was kind of one of the first places to actually bring rotisserie chicken into like the consciousness of like that's a good food. So I'd give it middle of the road. I'd give it the dumpster fire. I'd give it that.
Yeah, I'm biased on that one because I worked there and it was a hellscape.
Yeah.
So I get it.
Yeah, the food is the food as far as the food goes, it's again something I would probably pass up. But if it was there and it was that or Arby's, I'm going there.
Oh, fuck yeah, that's true. All right, Burger King. I worked at a Burger King for a couple of years. I don't want to eat at a Burger King. But I don't like. Yeah. I don't mind it. Like the burger is actually like, it's okay.
It's okay.
It's They're like okay. I'm not getting excited about it. That's right in the middle of the road too.
Yeah, again,
put that next
to
Boston Market.
Yeah, put that next to Boston Market. It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. That's fine.
Chick-fil-A is Trump prison food. I will never put it in my face. I'm sorry. It's never going in there.
Yeah, and I ate Chick-fil-A because somebody bought it at work, and I do not understand the appeal of it. It's a fucking McChicken.
Is it?
It's a McChicken, man. It's okay, but I can get a McChicken, and I don't have to support terrible ideals. Like,
yeah. You just support the manager's Coke habit. That's fine. Right? I'm better with
that's
that.
That's fine.
So, yeah.
Checkers, I've never been to a Checkers. You've been to a Checkers?
I've been to Checkers years ago. This again is actually, so again, this is me remembering it from years ago, so I don't know how it is now, but back in the day, they were pretty solid. I would say they were definitely B back in the day, so I would move it up to B.
Does Checkers have a drive-thru?
Yeah, they used to have a drive-thru in there was one in Joliet, and I used to go there, and they had a good couple of different foods, so I would give it a B.
It's ball tingling?
Yeah, ball tingling. Okay. Chipotle,
that's fucking glory holy for me, man. I go to Chipotle. I fucking live at Chipotle. I know it's a fucking food poisoning nightmare, and I know it.
I've gotten food poisoning from there once.
I've got it from there too, but I still love Chipotle.
It moves it down to literal ass blast for me because, like, you know, that's what it is. But I'm with you. I think Chipotle is a solid place to eat.
It tastes good. And you can get like a meal there that like does
it
not.
It tastes good while you're getting food poisoning for sure. It tastes good enough that I'll get food poisoning there again. Definitely delicious food poisoning.
Love it.
Culver's is 100% glory holy. There's no way to get around
so
that.
Good.
Culver's is fucking amazing.
Is there anything at Culver's that isn't outstanding? Because I haven't eaten it.
I haven't tried like their meatloaf sandwich or whatever, but I've had a couple of different things off their menu. Even their chicken is good.
Dude,
so their fried chicken is delicious.
They have a walleye. It's awesome. They've got a pork tenderloin sandwich. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah. I've had
it's
like
so good.
I've had like three or four things off their menu, but I'm always going back for the bacon butter burger deluxe or whatever. I think it's an awesome burger. And then the cheese curds and fries and their root beer is amazing. Their root beer is out fucking standing.
And if you want a dessert, they have that frozen custard, which
the fucking concrete mixer. You could throw it at that
so
Andy
good.
No guy. You hit him right in the head with it. It's perfect.
So good. Now I want fucking Culver's.
Culver's is fucking money. Yeah, Culver's is absolutely money. Yeah.
Outstanding.
Jimmy John's is definitely high up there for me because that's a good sandwich, I think.
I don't like Jimmy John's. I just find it bland. Yeah, I don't like it.
I could put it at say a middle of the road. It's fine.
I'd give it a C.
I was fine.
I give it a C.
Yeah. I think it's a better sandwich than Subway by a lot.
It is a better sandwich. It's just it's inoffensive, but there's nothing that I'm excited to eat at Jimmy John's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dairy Queen, the only thing I like is their Blizzard.
I've never eaten anything but ice cream there. So I would give it for its ice cream, I would give it a B. I think it's
good. I would too.
I think it's good ice cream.
I'll eat a fucking Blizzard all day. Like,
I've never eaten a savory food, not a single savory food.
Not me. Why would you? Because you could
just
get more ice cream.
Yeah, not a single time.
That's a weird thing to do.
Dunkin' Donuts is deplorable. It's definitely a
Trump prison food.
It's
what
a D.
Would you
it's
eat?
A D. It's a D because if it's in a conference room, put it in a D. Put the D in. Put it in your D. D.
All right.
If
we got to talk about
it. In a conference room, you might choke down one donut, but the coffee is the worst coffee that humans have ever devised.
It is literal fucking battery acid.
It is the worst
Dunkin' Donuts.
Thing. I've never had worse coffee.
I swear to God, nobody can eat a Dunkin' Donuts donut and drink one of their cups of coffee and not have the world's sickest stomach. Like there's no way to feel well after that has happened to your body.
It's a level of unreal that's so bad.
Awful. Awful. All right. Portillo's. Portillo's is fucking glory holy.
Yeah, Portillo's is money. Portillo's is money. Yeah, Portillo's is the best thing up there. Portillo's better than anything. I would 100% stop at Portillo's before I'd stop at any of these others. Portillo's is a local place. I don't know how many places they have. There's about 10 or 15 in Chicagoland, but it's fucking money. It's absolutely money. I don't know this next one. Is that from fucking
I don't know
Breaking,
El Pollo Loco.
Is that Breaking
Isn't
Bad?
Isn't that from
what
Breaking
is that?
Bad?
I mean, yeah.
Is it real?
Real? I thought it was real.
Oh, I didn't even know it was real.
Put it in the question marks because neither of us had it. People will let us know.
Huh.
I mean, there's some in Chicago.
We never had it.
I've never had it.
We'll look into it. When Tom and I can see each other in person again, we'll try it. Put it in the question marks.
Mm-hmm.
Five Guys is Glory Hole.
Glory Holy. That's awesome. Yeah, that's a staple.
That's awesome. It's a great it's a great place. I love it. I think Five Guys is a great burger.
We get it all the time. When nothing else will satisfy her, my wife gets Five Guys, and that's what she tells me when I'm away. And she's always happy when I get back.
She's always happy. There you go.
It's terrible.
What's next?
The next one. I can't see. Hardee's.
I can't see because there's a thing. What's that?
Hardee's. Right.
Yeah.
Hardee's is Burger King. It's the exact same food platform.
Hardee's changed. Hardee's changed like 4 or 5 years ago into a newer thing, and so they have a bigger, better menu. Their
Yeah. It's been a while since I've been to one.
One more. Ball Tingling.
Is it Ball Tingling?
Yeah, it's good. It's a salad. It takes a while to get a burger there now, which is actually better because they're making it instead of just like microwaving it or whatever. So it's a pretty solid place. Never been to a Sonic.
Hardee's is Carl Jr.'s. That's what someone is saying. H. Snyder is saying it's Carl Jr.'s.
I've never been to a Sonic.
That's the next one, right?
In-N-Out. Oh, In-N-Out. That's garbage. That's hot.
Is In-N-Out the one on the West Coast? Because I think we disagree there.
Yeah, that's
That. The animal style burger. I like that. I'd give that a B.
That's a garbage. That's a garbage food. So we got to go we got to go with something lower than a B for sure.
Give
that's
it a C.
Nasty. That's nasty. I would
like
give it I would give it a D, but you could give it a C if you want. It's nasty.
All right, because I would give it a B. So we'll meet in the middle there. Jersey Mike's. That's a good sub.
I've never had it. I don't know.
Oh, that's a fine sub. A lot of choices. And they cut the. What I like, Cecil, is they have the meat like at the deli, and then you order it, and they take it out, and they fucking cut it right in front of you and everything. So it's
nice.
It's a good deli sandwich. I'd give that an ass blast.
Okay, all right, ass blast it. I've never had it, so I didn't even know where there is one.
Well, they're all over out here on the burbs.
Yeah,
yeah, they're prevalent in the suburbs.
Yeah, KFC is one I would drive past. I would definitely drive past a KFC.
I haven't been to a KFC in so long.
It's definitely middle of the road for me. It's
right
in
the
sea.
Can I give it a C?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, KFC is. I don't have anything to say about it. I would try one of those like meat sandwiches you're talking about. What is in the center of it? So it's chicken and what's in the middle?
I don't know. That's a good question. What is
Is it bacon?
I hope it's more chicken.
It might be bacon. I wonder if you could do that with all the animals, right? So it's like a flank steak, and then there's a bacon, and then it's like squab, and it's like a turducken. You just keep going on and on and on and on and on, and you just keep adding animals to it.
Oh, dude, it's okay. It's called a double down. The double down is a sandwich off of my KFC.
That's what you do at the toilet afterwards is you double down.
Oh, my God. It has two pieces of fried chicken filet instead of bread. Contains bacon, cheese, and sauce.
Oh, it sounds so gross.
Oh.
God, it sounds so
holy
disgusting.
Fuck. All right, can you guess the calories on it?
I'm going to say...
Guess the calories and fat. Let's play guess the calories.
I'm going to say 900 calories.
Oh, you are so far off. 2,552 calories. 37 grams of fat.
What? Are you kidding me? How big is this sandwich? Is it a whole chicken? What is happening?
Cecil, I got to read this to you. So when you just Google the KFC chicken bread sandwich, right? The double down comes up. And this is like, it says carbohydrates. I'm just going to read straight down.
Fucking
carbohydrates,
what?
18 grams. Sodium, 125%, 1,880 milligrams. Fat, 37 grams. Energy, 2,552. That's your calories.
Nice.
And this is my favorite. That's why I'm reading it. Other constituents. Quantity. I don't even know what that means. I don't even know what that possibly refers to.
500 calories? And then you go there, you're like, I'll take three of those. Jesus Christ.
2,500 calories.
All right, let's move on. Let's move on.
All right. Krispy Kreme. Ugh. Krispy Kreme.
I remember when they popped up out here and they had all those big lines, and I remember trying the donuts and being meh. So wherever you want to put them is fine.
That's a prison food to me. They are they line your mouth, and then they feel like weirdly metallic after you eat it. God, they used to get them at this place I worked at, and I loathed
And you kept
them.
Eating them even though they were bad.
I ate a lot. No.
Long right. John Silver's is my guilty pleasure. I grew up when I was a kid. A young kid, it was Long John Silver's was where we would go after we went shopping with my aunt. My aunt used to take us there. And that's my guilty pleasure. Like, I love that place. I know it's terrible.
Really?
It's bad food. I hate it. I mean, I don't hate it, but I just know it's bad. But I love it. When I still love it. I still would eat it. So
I haven't had that. I remember, like, I never had Long John Silver's until we were all in college together. And we had a friend that would talk about going to Long John Silver's. I'm like, all right, I'll try it. And I went there and everything just tasted. It's so greasy.
It's all
everything
grease.
Is
yeah.
so it's oily. Grease.
John is mad because he likes Krispy Kreme. John, you're wrong. How's that?
John, you're just a bad person. John, you're like literally the worst person.
All right, so Tom doesn't remember it. Let's put it at middle of the road. Go ahead and put it in the middle of the road there because Tom doesn't remember it. So I'm going to take that. McDonald's.
All right, everybody kind of likes McDonald's a little bit. That's just
I like their fries. I think
their fries are
good.
Yeah, their fries are fine. And I like if I'm traveling, if I'm driving around a lot and there's no other place to eat, I'll stop and get a McChicken with just a McChicken.
Yeah.
It's fine. Yeah. I'll give that it's a B.
Okay.
There's a reason they served 83 jillion of them.
Yeah. Panda Express is hot garbage.
Trump prison food.
Panda Express is fucking hot garbage. There's no reason to put that in your mouth. How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you?
What would have to happen in your life in order for you to eat Panda Express?
The thing is like if I was in a mall and there was a zombie apocalypse, I would pass up Panda Express. I would walk past it. I would be like, what else is here? Can I eat some Levi's? I don't even know, but I'll try something.
Yeah. No. Mm-mm. I'd rather eat bum ass than Panda Express. There's no way. There's no way I would eat Panda. No.
Panera's pretty solid.
Panera's glory holy to me. I like Panera.
Yeah. I don't eat there enough to whether or not I would say it's the best thing I've ever had, but it's high up there. I'll take it. It's fine.
Yep. I love Panera.
Yeah, it's all right. Popeyes, I haven't eaten in years, but I remember the one time I went in there years ago and I walked up to the counter to order, and behind the counter, they had taken the garbage out of the containers, but they left it tied up in bags right behind the counter. And it was just, and there's like a small puddle. And I looked at the lady and I said, I'm not hungry. And I left. I didn't even order. I was like, no, I'm good.
We tried Popeyes recently and I was like incredibly disappointed. Cause I remember when those videos came out a few months back, maybe six, 9 months back, where people were like, body slam each other in the parking lot over Popeyes.
Yeah.
Do you remember this?
Yeah. I saw the videos, but I never got in there because I was afraid of getting beaten up. Yeah. So I didn't try one.
I thought it was the most fucking meh fried chicken. Like,
but it was a sandwich that they were going.
I didn't have the sandwich. Okay. I just had their fried chicken and I just don't
Popeyes
get it, man.
Feels like
grease inside. It is. Yeah. It, like, and somebody says their biscuits are good. The biscuits, at least when we had them recently, they were so dry. They were like that kind of chalk biscuit. We're like,
put it to a D. Give it a D.
No.
Give it a hard D.
I know that's going to be unpopular in this
hard
one,
D.
But no way.
Oh, people are mad already. People are already rage
I know.
Quitting.
People love some Popeyes, but they're wrong.
Yeah.
Quiznos. Is Quiznos out of business?
I don't know. They should be.
Quiznos should be out of business.
They should be out of business.
Quiznos is a D. Like, Quiznos, it's the lowest quality ever.
It is. 100%. It's bad. It's super bad.
God.
Not a fan.
Just foul. Absolutely foul.
Give it the D, Ian.
All right. What's next? I can't see. There's a quote.
It's Shake Shack. Sorry.
Shake Shack. I don't know this one.
Shake Shack's awesome. That burger is terrific. That is seriously a terrific burger.
Shake
Shack. Had it at the airport.
Isn't there one in... Like out by Joliet, isn't there a Shake Shack?
I don't know.
Oh, that's shaking something. Shaking something. Isn't there like a
Steak and Shake?
Steak and Shake.
Okay.
Shake Shack.
Shake Shack's money. You're right. There is a Shake Shack in Chicago.
So good.
Yeah, no, put it up at the top. The glory hole. Yeah,
awesome.
Fucking baller.
Awesome.
Shake Shack is that. I'm thinking it's fucking that shaken steak or whatever. And I'm
steak
like,
and Shake is.
I've never been there. I'm like, that's garbage food. Who would go there? But no, Shake Shack's fucking money.
Yeah.
Hardcore
Sonic is
money.
Rat poison.
Yeah.
Sonic is actual
never
rat poison.
Never had Sonic.
There's no reason it should exist.
I've never been there.
Burn every Sonic to the ground and salt the earth.
There's Shake Shack. I've never been there.
Steak
it's
and
like
Shake.
A sit-down. Or that Steak and Shake. I've never been there. It's like a sit-down restaurant.
It is. I've been to Steak and Shake because I had a buddy that worked as the manager for one, and I could eat there for free, and I still didn't want to eat there. Fuck Steak and Shake. I was a teenager that could eat there for free, and it was fucking awful. Awful. I mean, it's Cecil... They also have those little like shoestring French fries. So like when you get the fries, the like each fry is like this tiny little
I have had their fries before. I don't
fucking,
know how
you're
I've
eating
had
them for 3 hours. By the time you're done eating your fries, they're cold and they
Trump
taste like
food.
Even more disappointing.
Get rid of it.
Fuck them.
Steak Shack is for people
food.
Who think they're too good for Waffle House, but they're
so not too good for Waffle House.
I actually like Waffle House. I love going there just for the people. It's awesome. It's so much fun. When the people are getting the lady's getting ready to ash in your fucking. She hands you your food and she's ready to ash her cigarette
she's
in it.
Gonna smother
Remember we went
and
there with
it?
Fucking David and Michael and they had fucking like the waitress is smoking a cigarette, handing us our food. It was outstanding. It was like I felt like I was in the 70s. It was amazing. Okay, Subway. Oh, that's fucking hard garbage.
That's
Trump prison
awful.
Food. Get rid awful. Of Subway. Oh, God, the $5 footlong. You couldn't pay me $5. Are you kidding me?
All right.
Is that two Taco Bells?
It is two Taco Bells. One, the late night menu specifically, maybe? I don't know what Ian's getting
it's just that it had too many logos.
Okay.
I give it a B.
I don't dislike Taco Bell.
Yeah,
it's
a solid B for
there's
me.
There's five or six things that I order from there, and if it's late at night, I would go there. So, I give it a B.
Yeah.
I mean, you shit like Diana the next day, but it's not bad, you know, so.
I used to love Wendy's when I was a teenager. Like, I loved Wendy's.
I like their chicken sandwiches. I think their spicy chicken sandwich
spicy
is the
chicken
best
sandwich.
Thing. It's the best thing on the menu, and that's really the only thing I order, but it's outstanding.
It's next to the
sandwich.
McDonald's. It's not any different than McDonald's.
Yeah, it's B.
Put it up
it's
there.
A B.
Yep, that's fine.
I've never had the next one. I don't know what the next one is.
Whataburger, never had it. Nope, it's not
is
out
it good?
Here. So.
Have you had it, Ian?
Yeah, Ian, where would you rate it?
I don't remember if I had it before
vegetarian.
I was a vegetarian.
Oh, that's right. You're a vegetarian.
I don't know. Actually, I have had it once before. It's
hey,
right.
You know, we're doing
whatever.
This as meat eaters. What one is you, as a vegetarian, Ian, on any of these on here, what's your best? Is it Burger King because of the Impossible?
I don't really go to a lot of them. But I will go to... I haven't had Burger King Impossible, although I hear it's good. There's a couple other places that have Impossible... around here, although I have had the White Castle Impossible, and it's fucking garbage. The worst.
Yeah, well, it's because they cooked it like a White
ever.
Castle.
Plus, it's only in New Jersey, and fuck New Jersey. So, it's disgusting. It's horrible.
So, out of any of these, is there any of these that you would see and be like, okay, I can kind of eat there?
I guess Chipotle. I don't really like Chipotle either, though. It's like, it's okay, but it kind of is all just mush. It's like they don't. It's not good Mexican food. It's just
no.
Mush
it's not.
Yeah.
But it's ubiquitous.
You're
Mexican
right.
Food.
You are right.
I guess
it
there's stuff in there I can eat. Yeah. Five Guys though was the shit. Although it's just wet burgers when I used to eat it, but it's not. I don't know. It's not like a good burger. It's just like a thin, wet burger. Like the bun is wet for some reason, and the burger's wet. All the ingredients are just soaking wet.
Ian is just so unused to enjoying something wet.
If
that is what's happening.
I want a dry
Ian.
Burger.
Ian is a fucking
Ian doesn't
Ben
want
Shapiro
a WAB
podcast.
He does not want a WAB. He wants
he
wants a
Ben Shapiro.
There's
no such thing as too wet, Ian. There's no such thing as too wet.
For burgers, there is. It doesn't make sense.
Ian, you want to go to Ben Shapiro Burger? Is that where you want to go?
I guess so. Fine, I'll take it back. It's
all right,
great.
White Castle.
Oh fuck no! Is there an under that?
There's two ratings. There's two ratings for White Castle. The first one is when you're sober, and the second is when you're drunk.
Fuck, I can't get that drunk anymore. In my four, I can't get that drunk. The last time I had White Castle is the last time I'll have White Castle. There's nothing that would convince me to eat that food ever again.
Okay. All right. I'll take it. Yeah, it's garbage. So what's IP? What is that down there? What is that?
No, these were duplicates. Like, it was Taco Bell, Chipotle, Subway, Cinnabon.
All right. So that's a pretty good list, actually. That's a pretty solid list.
Yeah, that jives. That jives because, like, really, like, your top three, your eight, like, I'm not going to any of these C-list places unless shit gets
Denny's
fucking,
isn't fast food.
Yeah, Denny's no, Denny's is not.
Sit down.
No.
Yeah.
What did we miss? What other ones did we miss?
Of all the ones that are on there, if I had to pick three that I would go to before any others, it would be Portillo's, Shake Shack, Culver's would be the top three on the list.
Okay.
If I could choose all three, like of all the other ones, I would do those three.
Yeah, I'd go Chipotle, Panera, Five Guys.
That's the other three.
yeah, I would though, because I just being real, like I eat Chipotle and Panera fairly regularly. Because part of it is like you can eat Chipotle and Panera and like eat a pretty balanced, decent meal. Like, you can actually get food there that's not, like, you're not like, oh, I splurged. Like, it's fine, you know?
Yeah.
So.
I've never been to, I have been to Tim Hortons once. I was in Michigan.
I had Tim Hortons in Canada. And it was pretty good. Yeah.
They're in Michigan, too. It's okay. It's all right. It's better than Dunkin'. I mean.
Oh, somebody says Firehouse. Haley says Firehouse subs are pretty awesome. Firehouse subs are very good. They are. That's a really good sub. That is a really good sub.
Where's it at? Where's it at?
They're all over the burbs. They're a franchise out in the burbs. I don't know if they're. What else?
Yeah, no.
Popeyes is on here, guys. Popeyes is in the deplorables. That's not.
Yeah, and there's no pizza places on here, so.
Yeah, no. No.
Yeah, no pizza. Where would you joints.
Put? Yeah, no, we did pizza as a set. Pizza's got to be a separate thing. Pizza delivery totally pizza has to be its
totally
own
different
tier maker.
Yeah,
for sure.
All right, let's wrap that up. Okay, thank you for that. That was good, Ian. Thank you for putting
fun.
That together.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What else do we have? We still have a show to record. Let's see here. Parrots.
Let's do the parrots. Yes. I love this story. This story comes from the Mirror. It's actually just kind of all over as well. Parrots removed from UK wildlife park after they started swearing at customers. Steve Nichols, chief executive of Lincolnshire Wildfire Park, or wildlife, that's different. Wildfire parks are in California. Said the five African gray parrots were adopted in the same week, and while in isolation, they taught each other to swear.
How do they do that?
It's so great. It's so great. So they took these parrots. They had to take them out of the wildlife park because they were teaching each other how to fucking curse. I think this is fucking amazing. I love the idea of a bunch of like walking through this fucking wildlife museum or whatever and having all these parrots just curse at you the whole time and then teach. And like, hopefully what they would do is teach all the rest of the parrots in the whole wildlife place. Then the children teach it. It's like, oh,
I wonder if it's like a little kid when a little kid swears and then you react to it. And so they think, oh, that's amazing. I should keep doing that over and over and over again. And so then after a while, it gets crazy when, you know, she calls her mom a motherfucker or something. Like, oh, yeah, that was fun for a little bit. It's not fun anymore. Stop saying that. Oh, you just called your teacher a motherfucker. That's not going to be great.
If I got a parrot, I would teach it to be like to repeat something like, stop killing me, Frank. You know, so I got to just like set something up. So
please stop beating me. I'll tell you where the children are.
Right. Just some crazy shit. So that if something does happen to me, like it just creates like a parrot based.
It just
mystery.
Keeps on going, rot, Jeffrey Epstein called. Rot, Jeffrey Epstein called. Yeah, it's standing. I love it.
That's so good.
So we mentioned it earlier, everybody. Next week on Wednesday, we are switching the night, and Ian's going to do a social media push this week. So we tell people. Next week on Wednesday, we are doing our live stream. So right as soon as the debate ends, which it should end at like 10 o'clock Central Time, we are going to jump on and we're going to do a post-debate, and it's Pence versus Harris next week. And so that's the one I think that everybody's going to want to watch. And so we're going to do a post-debate live afterwards, and that's 11 Eastern. Come check us out next week on Wednesday, though. We're not going to be doing a Thursday stream next week. We're doing Wednesday as our stream next week. So, check it out. It'll be great. We're both of us are really excited. I don't know, Tom. Maybe it's like how excited we were that Hillary Clinton was going to win.
I'm terrified to be excited again. I know being excited is not.
But I feel like I
maybe
can't
I'll have to
help
buy some alcohol for this.
I can't help but feel I'm going to have to wear nipple clamps while I watch it because it's going to be my kink. I guarantee I'm going to find my kink that night. It's outstanding.
What are you going to drink? I'll run to the store. I'll buy something. Cecil, what are you drinking?
I am going to if I'm going to be in the studio, I will crack into this knob.
Okay.
I'll pull out
You'll
my
gobble
knob.
Some knob.
I'll pull out my knob and I'll put it in my mouth. So sounds good. It will be on. So the audio will be on Patreon next week. So if afterwards, as soon as it's up, we'll put it on Patreon. If you can't make the stream, And then the stream itself will be live on YouTube and whatever afterwards. But you can become a patron and hear the audio from it immediately. So pretty much immediately next week. So
I figured
it
out.
Wednesday.
Cecil, I'm going to drink Old Fashions to represent Pence's views about women. That's what I'm going to drink.
I love it. I love it. That's so amazing. Guys, we have a little bit of a show to record, so we want to say goodnight. Thank you so much for joining us and hearing us talk about food for an hour. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. Please become patrons if you like the show, and come back next week on Wednesday. We're going to be doing a post-debate live thing. It'll be fun. We're going to have a great time. See you guys next week. Thank you so much. And check Ian's stream out between now and then.
It's so good. You won't believe how good. Ian, what's the... So good. Ian, I think you're turning us off. What's the streams?
What's the stream thing?
Name thing.
No.
Ian!
No.
Ian!
No. No.
Are you going to tell me about your stream?
No.
Ring Fit. How is Ring Fit? Is it fun?
Look for... You know, if you're going to try to find it, what you want to do...
No!